We're here with the Broncos' first-round pick, quarterback Paxton Lynch. You're here at the facility now. Does it become a little bit more real?
Yeah. I know last night you get your name announced and all that stuff, but when you actually have the opportunity to come to the building and talk to everybody and meet everybody, you know it's serious.
One of head coach Gary Kubiak's favorite sayings is, let's get to work.
Yeah.
How excited are you to get to work?
Very, very. I know I've been traveling the country to all these different teams and, sitting around watching TV and hear people say this and that. So, I'm just ready to get on a team, get settled down, and get to work.
I'm sure you've had a lot of advice throughout this whole process, but what do you think is going to be the most difficult transition for you going from college to the pros here?
I think just handling everything that, comes with being an NFL quarterback. I know it's just so much different than the college level, and obviously I haven't got to experience any of that yet, so it's going to be different physically, obviously, getting under center and making all the checks and doing all that stuff that the quarterbacks do at line of scrimmage that I didn't do much of at Memphis. But I know when I get the chance to learn it and practice it, I'll be all right.
You're excited about getting in Coach Kubiak's system there, a lot of that play action, a lot of stuff to use your athleticism?
Yeah, I'm very excited. And I know that's one thing that's been in the back of my mind of offensive schemes and, where I'd fit best in, and I know Denver was one of those places.
I know on draft night you mentioned that this is a dream come true. When did you know that this is an actual possibility for you?
I think my sophomore year of college, after we, won 10 games, that was the first time we won 10 games, like the 30s or something like that. So, I sat down with Coach Fu, and he's like, if you work hard, you'll give yourself a shot because, you have the athletic ability to do it. So that's when it kind of became, real to me that I could do it. And then came out there and we had the season we had this year, and now I got the opportunity.
Now you're part of the Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos. What do you think that's going to be like for you to step into this locker room with all these veterans with you?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be obviously one of the biggest situations to walk in. No other quarterback is walking into a Super Bowl winning team. So it's exciting because they win, obviously. But at the same time, these guys are ready to work and they know what it takes. So I know these guys are going to push me, which is what I want because, they know what it takes to win a Super Bowl. And, right now I don't. So I'm excited to be a part of this team.
You get a lot of advice from a guy like Mark Sanchez, who's been in the league for a while now?
Yeah, well, he texted me last night, actually. It was cool to hear from him and Trevor and a couple of those other guys, Emmanuel Sanders and DeMarcus Ware and CJ and all those guys. So it was cool, that those guys are my teammates now. But, all of them were saying, it's time to work. And, I like that about this team that they put in the work and gives themselves a chance to be good.
You're just one of the guys now.
Exactly.
Last one for me here. As a quarterback, you could become the face of the franchise. Your trademark, the mustache, the goatee that. How long have you had that?
Oh, I had just from the summer going into this year, and I did it. I just kind of did it, as I was shaving my face, I just kind of kept it, and my roommates they loved it, so I did it, and then I just kind of wanted to do it to mess with Coach Fuente and all the other coaches, and they thought it was hilarious, and they were telling me to get off my face, but I just never did it, it just stuck with me.
Are you getting any nicknames through that?
No, just some lookalikes and whatnot.
All right, well, thank you very much. That's the Broncos' first round draft pick, quarterback Paxton Lynch.
Thanks,
man. Appreciate it.